This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and of course, this is an official podcast of the New England Patriots heading to the Super Bowl. Isn't that right, Dina?
That's right.
Welcome. Thanks again for joining us. You were here before. We had a ton of fun.
Yes. Thanks for having me again.
It is a wooey around here with Dina. It's always a party. So can you... All right. So you were here before,
yes.
First of all.
Yes.
So we've kind of know a little thing about you, too. Mm-hmm. But I did some research to find out some more. So we're gonna have some good talks with you. But first of all, you're going to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Is that not crazy? You're a rookie, your first year here, and you're heading to Arizona in less than a week.
It's insane. My first year in the NFL, my first year even in Boston, just, it's amazing.
Amazing.
I
can't believe you're going. I'm so happy for you guys. What was your favorite part of the last game? Because it was the AFC Championship at home, so you got to cheer on the sidelines. What was your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of the last game was when we had a minute left on the clock. We were hoping we'd score one more time just to feel comfortable.
And just to do that touchdown dance one more time at home.
Just to do it one more time. But it was great. I mean, as soon as we knew, I mean, there was obviously nothing that was going to happen in the last minute. Tracy ran up. She started crying. Everyone grabbed each other. 24 girls all giving a big, huge hug. It was amazing. Just everyone running around, giving each other individual hugs. Congratulations. We're going. It was insane.
It's crazy.
It was awesome.
And then the confetti came down.
Yeah.
The fans didn't move. Everybody was there to watch the trophy.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yes, it was amazing. And you guys are in for such a party.
I cannot wait.
I bet you can't wait.
I can't wait for the heat. That's what I can't wait for.
I heard the weather isn't that great, though, right now over there. It's like in the 30s during the day.
What?
Yeah. But they said it could possibly get up to like 60. I've been researching.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. So do you know when you leave?
We leave Thursday morning, and then we come back Monday.
Morning?
I'm not sure what time
you don't
we
know.
Come back Monday, no.
Oh, exciting.
4 days at least. That'd be amazing.
Do you have anything lined up? Do you know anything that's going to be happening?
We know we have a couple parties that we have to go to, possibly ESPN, Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated. And then whatever other things that we
happen to pop up
last minute. Yeah,
of course. And there'll be a million and one things.
I know.
So exciting.
18 hour days. Here we go.
Oh, it's so worth it. You'll be running on pure adrenaline. You won't even notice till you get home you're like, I'm kind of tired right now.
Yeah. I'm ready to take Tuesday off already.
You better put that day in, sweetheart. So anyways, you're heading to the Super Bowl. We already know that. So we're going to move right along. You just came back from China.
Yes.
How was that? Now, why were you in China?
We were in China to promote the NFL, awareness of the NFL, and to support all the fans that we already have since we were there earlier in July.
Right.
So what we did was we went out there, had a couple of viewing parties. Well, we met with the different media crew there.
It was during the playoff game, right?
Yes.
So the Pats were actually playing.
The Pats actually had already played the full game, so we
already knew. Oh, because of the time change?
Right,
because
of the time change. And so it was really funny because they had full PowerPoint presentations of football is the most popular American sport, and there are 32 teams and two conferences. It went all the way from the basics. It was really funny. They had quizzes for them.
That's awesome.
They had a viewing of half the game, and then they had to say how many tackles, how many this, that, and so it was really cute.
Because it's kind of like introducing the sport.
Oh yeah.
But did you have a blast?
We had so much fun.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when our first promo of the whole trip, we went to, there's a new dance team that they're starting there.
I saw your pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. And this woman named Sujin came from Korea, decided to start a dance team in China, and they are just growing right now, so they have about maybe 20, 25 girls, and it's really hard for them because it's brand new and it's not really fully accepted yet. Just,
right.
You know, and so the girls were asking us all these questions, you know, how do you balance everything? How do you do this? How do you do that? Because they don't even know.
Right.
They have now, no dance experience either.
Is this their job or is this something that they do at the club? Like, what is their dance?
They, That's what they said. Some of them had just started in their 20s, 23, you know, and just they range from the ages of 19 and 30. So some of them have other jobs, but some of them lost their jobs because of it, because they were so excited about it. They wanted to do everything with it. And they have so many performances. They perform for the Chinese Basketball Association, and then they're going to be doing the Olympics too.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're cool, huh?
Yeah. And we got to teach them one of our dances.
You did? Now, seriously, can they dance well?
Oh, my gosh. We didn't know what to expect at all. They just started playing music. They did about 15 dances full out right in front of us, all different styles, like Tina Turner, Doja, like all these different things. And they had so much energy. They loved it so much. And then we taught them one of our hardest ones, Get Me Bodied, that took us a long time to get cleaned and learn and everything. Right. And they learned it in a snap. It was amazing.
That's awesome. They were so good.
Yeah, they loved it.
I don't even remember the word I was looking for. Good expectations. That's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Well, anyways, you are from Illinois,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here for?
I have been in Boston officially a year and, 15 days now?
Yeah. You're so crazy.
Well,
I mean,
traveling. I just had my 1-year anniversary with work, so that was January 7th.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so just a little over a year. And now I'm officially moving to Boston as well.
To stay. That's fun.
Yeah. So I have to get a Mass license.
Oh, my God. You're going to live in Massachusetts.
I know. I'm going to be a...
Yeah, one of those. I can't say that, but yes. Good. I'm so happy for you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I did find out on your profile was that you are a backup dancer / choreographer for various artists. Like who? I'm so intrigued about this.
They were just smaller artists in Chicago, just local artists. We did a really cool show. The artist's name was Big Phil, so he did a couple songs in Chicago. He did like the McDonald's commercials over there, and we got to open for Fat Joe.
Ooh.
Danced for another group who was, her name was Charm. She's a brand new singer.
Yeah.
She's a brand new singer, and we opened for Ludacris for her. So was amazing. So it was smaller groups, but we got to do some pretty big concerts.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Very nice. Now, you are semi-fluent in 5 languages. I want to hear something in all 5. So, think something that you can speak of in all 5 languages, and I want to hear it.
All right. Well, I can say hello in all 5 languages.
Let's hear
pretty
it.
Easily.
You Go. Know I don't speak Spanish.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, since we just came back from China, we learned ni hao.
Which is
very
hello.
Easily. Ni hao. Hello. In Spanish, hola.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
In Portuguese, I would say oi or tudo bom.
What's hello. Tudo bom?
Tudo bom is how are you, what's up, that kind of thing.
Excuse me, we're up to 3.
In Cambodian, you would say, there's 2 ways to say it. You say it respectfully to like your elders. When you see your family, you say jimrip sua, and then you do a little bow. Or you say suasday, which is just hello, how are you?
So it's kind of like doing? Hello versus hi.
Yes, and one's kind of more the expected, respectful way to
Got
say it.
It. Okay, we're up to 4.
Hey,
and then in English would be hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, French.
Oh, so you have 6.
Oh, well, I just said ni hao is my other. I'm not semi-fluent in Chinese.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I'm learning.
You're such a liar.
But I would learn it to go over there. I think it's awesome what the NFL is doing. And I told them, I was like, if you want me to take the Rosetta Stone and learn Chinese, I will come and help you promote the NFL here. But
good for you.
French would be, I mean, you could say bonjour, bonsoir, whatever.
Well, excuse me. Jeez, intimidating. That's awesome.
I am not fluent in them unless I'm in the country for like a while and then I can get back into it.
Well, that's great. So great. Well, anyways, thank you so much for coming on down.
Thank you again for having me.
It was such a pleasure. I hope you had fun. I hope you have a blast at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I cannot
Take
wait.
Plenty of pictures. Don't worry about sleeping.
I won't.
Take in everything.
I will. Thank you so much, Lori. It was
thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks for having me.
And thank
me.
You guys for listening. Until next time. We'll see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime
for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.